Tuesday, the 21st of May. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, I want to stay with Pentecost just a little bit longer. I just want us to remember, I always like to remind ourselves, where do we get this word Pentecost from? What does it mean? If we go back to the reading from Acts that we heard on Sunday, that reading begins, when Pentecost Day came around, they had all met in one room. And then a little bit further down, we hear that there were all sorts of people visiting Jerusalem, and they were visiting because of the Feast of Pentecost. So what is the Feast of Pentecost that we're thinking about? Well, obviously, when we say Pentecost, we're thinking of the Christian feast and the coming of the Holy Spirit. But there's an older feast called, sometimes called Pentecost. That's the Latin name for it. The Jewish name is Shavuot. And what is this festival? Well, if we go to the word pente, do you know what pente means? Anyone doing Latin at school, or is Latin no longer taught in any South African schools? I don't know. But maybe granddad or grandma or mom or dad remember what pente means in Latin. That's right. It means 50. Pentecost means 50. 50 days after. So it's 50 days after. What could it be 50 days after in Jewish life? That's right. If we go back 50 days for us Christians, we're going back to Holy Week. We're going back to the crucifixion and the resurrection. But if you were Jewish and you're going back 50 days, what are you going back to? You're going back to Pesach, to the Feast of the Passover. So 50 days after Passover comes this Feast of Shavuot. And if we were remembering what happens in the book of Exodus, we're remembering the Jewish people, the Passover happens and they escape out of Egypt. That's the first part of the story. And then they wander in the desert. And while they're wandering in the desert, Moses goes up the mountain, goes up Mount Sinai, the holy mountain, and has this amazing encounter with God and comes back bearing the Ten Commandments, the Torah. And really, in a way, we can say that Shavuot is the beginning of Judaism as we know it today. That Shavuot is the feast remembering the giving of the law to the Jewish people. So it's the birth of one faith, Judaism. And then on the same time, in Christianity, we are celebrating the birth of the church in Pentecost. So I love how God... Nothing happens by accident with God. Huh? This is a beautiful God incident. God is layering the one feast on top of the other so that we can understand as Christians. Christianity comes to fulfill all of, as Jesus says, all of the law and the prophets is fulfilled in Jesus. And we are invited to live out of that fulfilled understanding. Really, if somebody says to you, are you a Pentecostal Christian? The answer is yes, we are. We are all Pentecostal Christians. What do I mean by that? I mean we live in the time of the Holy Spirit. We are Pentecostal in the sense that we are all living after Pentecost. The gift of the Holy Spirit came to the disciples, and likewise it comes to you and me in our baptism, and then again is confirmed when we are confirmed as Christians, as Catholics, at our confirmation. These are the feasts, our initiation rites of confirmation. These are all initiation rites of the Holy Spirit. And you and I, we are all Pentecostal Christians. We are all moved by the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit who speaks to my heart and to your heart. As we pray, as we go to Mass, as we live our lives, as we try to do good in the world. And what does the Holy Spirit want us to do? That's what we were talking about last time, to be kind and gentle and good, to be diligent and hardworking and thinking about other people. That's all the things the Holy Spirit is encouraging us to do, to be filled with grace. So let's close our eyes now. Let's ask that our hearts may be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we desire only to do what is good and kind and gentle and loving in the world. Amen.